Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance,
it's much more romance.
More intimacy, more often. Lovers Lane.
Are you a frequent lover? Then come shop now through the end of the month. You're gonna get triple points for every purchase made. Are you not a frequent lover? Then sign up at loverslane.com to start earning points when you shop.
More romance, more intimacy, more often. Lovers Lane.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores, an intimacy expert online, and the host of the Intimacy Advisor podcast, which is all about love, romance, connecting, and bonding with your partner. And today we're going to change the pace a little bit. Instead of talking about all different toys, which I mean, we will touch on, of course, let's jump into some summer date ideas and some things that you should be planning now, because of course we've seen shortages of everything this year, and it would kind of bite you if you got to miss out on some really fun plans from not planning it. So I'm just helping you guys get a little ahead of the game in your love life today. I am an extreme type A personality, which has its good points and its bad points, and I know I'm planning a ton of different summer plans, especially because I think last year I felt I missed out on so many plans, even though really no one had any. We were all kind of stuck in our house. A few of us were getting back to work. I know our stores have been reopened for about a year now. So enjoying the summer for me was kind of cut short, and I'm not going to let it happen again. 2021. So I am going to share with you guys my plans, some fun date ideas I'm thinking about doing, some great ideas that I've heard from my friends, also my coworkers, and even some customers when they come in asking what they're up to and taking notes, because I've heard a lot of really good ideas so far. And maybe hopefully you'll leave this episode kind of feeling inspired to enjoy the beautiful weather. I know we've had a few days of rain and that was kind of all over the country, but it will be clear skies soon. Get outside, make some plans, and I will, of course, help you guys pick out some travel-friendly toys, some awesome lubricants that are safe if you're flying or traveling, and maybe some lingerie to throw in your bag. The thing that I always think about Valentine's and Sweetest Day and occasionally birthdays and anniversaries is that, one, there's a lot of stuff that's expected. I almost get like this stage fright because there's those expectations that you have. You know, it's, oh, it's his birthday. Oh, it's their getaway for Valentine's Day. And you are at the end of dinner kind of feeling like you need to perform on top of your game because it's the special day for them. And that's what I call a sexpectation. And then the second thing that happens is, of course, we're in the Midwest, and I believe most of our listeners are, but weather is kind of unpredictable. So if that dampers the mood of date plans or even cancels them altogether, there's nothing you can do about that. So hopefully we'll throw in a couple in the mix here that are safe for indoors as well. Or if you're not comfortable going anywhere right now with COVID, that is completely valid. But I think that summer is kind of the best place to be for those really good date nights of being spontaneous and sexy and fun. You kind of have this ability to put a little something together and come out of a rut. If COVID had you stuck indoors for an extended period of time, now's your chance to reconnect with your partner, but being in public again, not just in sweatpants. And depending on you and your partner's style, I have suggestions of places to go, things to do, and maybe some fun stuff to bring, regardless if you're just dating casually, or if you're in a committed relationship, or if you're trying to bring some passion back into your relationship. While the pandemic really gave us this opportunity to reconnect with those that we live with on a really personal level, the cause for celebration is there. It's summertime and we are getting out of the dark zone of the pandemic, hopefully. So kind of getting into the meat and potatoes of this episode, I mean, my biggest suggestion for everyone is to go travel. As long as you're comfortable doing so right now, I will tell you what, I've been kind of looking out and flights are really cheap. They are starting to rise again now that more people are realizing that. So if you monitor prices on flights or anything like that, I mean, go see the world. There is nothing better than traveling. To me, that is definitely me and my partner's favorite thing to do. My husband and I really connect over food and traveling. Kind of, we walk around from restaurant to restaurant. I swear it's just a foodie date, like completely. And we pick a state or even a country we're intrigued with visiting, and we kind of jump food to food to food all day long. And yes, it does kind of get a little bit expensive, but it's so delicious and it's just something that we connect with. But travel, because you're gaining a lot of experience of one, something completely new, and I think it's a bonding moment for most couples. You are sharing a new experience together. And you can do that, of course, at home or even in your own town and just go do something new. But the harder part is to get both people on board with wanting to do that. People do really kind of stick with what they know. And if you're not an adventurous type, it's kind of hard to get two people on board to bring you into something different. So traveling, like that whole experience is great because everywhere you go is not anything you're used to. If you are more of the stay-at-home type, even if that's something you used to do kind of pre-COVID, it can be kind of exciting to do the things that you liked to do all over again because we've been indoors for so long. So maybe seeing a movie in theaters or attending a concert can still be really fun without having it be like a big expense, like traveling as well. I know that I've been seeing so many concerts come back this summer through the end of the year. Like there's a ton of them scheduled and they are both outdoors and indoors. My pro tip here is to take your favorite Wii Vibe toy that's Bluetooth compatible. I believe that there's two of them, the Tango and the Touch, that are not Bluetooth compatible, and bring it to a concert. If you don't already have one, my top picks for the Vulva owners are either the Moxie or the Bloom. And I think the best for penis owners are either the Verge or the Vector. And the reason why is because the Moxie can be used by this little small magnet that's on the back of the vibrating piece, and it easily clips right to the panties and it doesn't roll around. Or it can be placed like exactly where it needs to go. I know that a lot of the other vibrating panties that are on the market and even in our stores, they kind of roll around in the pocket of the panties that they come with, or they are supposed to go in the ones you're already wearing. And you know how you have that little cotton inlay in panties and you put that vibrating piece in there? Well, that's just going to rest on the outside of the vagina opening. It is not actually targeted on the clitoris, which is why I believe the Moxie is so popular, because you can place it and clip it in a way that is going to snuggle up on your body exactly how you want it to be. So if you have never been frustrated by vibrating panties, you might not exactly know what I'm talking about, but I am going to skip that frustration for you and get the Moxie if that's something that you're looking for. The Bloom, like I said, is my other suggestion for vulva owners, because if you're at a concert and you're up, you're dancing, you're standing, you're walking to the bar, you're moving around, the Bloom not only has that nice strong vibration, but it's also weighted and it's got those three different weights to it. So of course you can use this as more of a Kegel exerciser. So if you want to use it to squeeze and do Kegels and get more strength to your orgasm, get tighter vaginal walls, by all means, the Bloom is the one for you. But when you're moving around, that weight is not only going to help push on vaginal walls and stimulate and give a way different sensation, but you also get some vibe to it too. So it's really, really fun. The two I talked about briefly for men, I'll go a little bit deeper into too, so you know kind of what to play with. The Verge and the Vector. So I know that I've kind of discussed the Verge in our last episode that was all about toys for men or for penis owners. This one is really, really unique as far as C-rings go, because it doesn't go on a hard penis. It actually goes on when you're flaccid, and it goes around both the shaft and the testicles. So if you're not comfortable with a C-ring, I'm just going to tell you right now, this is probably not the right one for you. But if you want to explore with something that gives a really awesome vibration that can be really, really strong and that stimulates kind of the shaft, the perineum, and the prostate, all without anything actually inserting backdoor, that's where I really think the Verge is a fun toy. It's got the vibrating piece, it's a little bit longer, and it rests right on the perineum. So when you do get erect with this toy, of course it's gonna sit really tight on that area, and I believe in the last episode I suggested a man or a penis owner to sit down with this on, because when you sit, you are going to have way more pressure there too. So same idea, let's say you are at a concert, you're up, you're moving around, I mean anything, anywhere you walk around, anything you do, you're going to have a really intense vibration there. And just like the Bloom, even if the vibe isn't going, you're going to have something massaging that area. So it's a really fun toy to bring outside of the bedroom. And no, you don't have to be hard the whole time, but it will definitely kind of tease when maybe you turn that vibe back on. The Vector is another really good one. And I think it's another one that I mentioned in last week's episode. The Vector is inserted anally and it's made for prostate. And this actually is a really popular toy for G-spot play for women or vulva owners. And it has two motors, so it can also be good as like a dual stimulator. Or of course, it's built to give that perineum play for men or prostate owners. Now, if you want to get all four of these and load up on your date night, email me. I want to know how that experience goes. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. But pick your poison if you'd like to. I bet that those would be great to take really anywhere. The reason why I'm suggesting it for maybe like a movie or especially a concert here is the WeConnect app. I don't know how familiar everyone is with WeVibe, so I will go over this app. If you get anything from the WeVibe brand, what you're going to want to do is go on your app store or your Google Play store, whatever kind of phone you have, go right there, search WeVibe, or you can search WeConnect, that is the actual name of the app, for WeVibe toys. And you can, of course, draw out your own vibration pattern, make a pattern, send it to your partner, play, let it download from your music and vibrate there. But if you go to the WeConnect app, you go into the patterns and you click on beat mode, B-E-A-T, beat mode, and you do turn your microphone available for access, your phone actually picks up on the beat around you and it's going to vibrate to music. So if you are in a loud place, don't be surprised if you have a new favorite artist that you are going to love, because that music is going to do something special to you this summer. All of these toys as well are waterproof. So if you are heading up north doing the beach thing this summer, doing the camping thing, you can take these toys in the lake, in a pool, whatever. There are so many different things that you can do. You can go wine tasting, you can go on a boat, you can tour a boat, you can tour museums, you can take cooking classes, you can go to breweries, distilleries, if you're not the drinking type. You can check out new restaurants. There's a bunch of new things that are coming all over everywhere. Just as many businesses that have shut down during COVID, I feel like are popping right back up. There are a ton of classes, tours on Airbnb that you can explore too, just depending on where you are in the world. Of course, I'm in Michigan, so I am definitely a concert, lake, exploring, kind of hiking type person. Also like to take trips to Chicago and do the city thing. I'm planning a lot for upcoming celebrations like my birthday, and 4th of July is coming up as well. Hopefully there will still be fireworks. The WeVibe toys would be awesome to bring to the fireworks if that is something you are doing, because imagine every time that you jump when the fireworks are exploding, you could also be a firework exploding. So if you're getting hotels, if you're traveling, if you're out and about enjoying your summer, there are lubricants that I'm going to tell you guys about too that are water safe. So I know that I always am telling you guys water-based lubricant. And of course, that's what you need on toys. But if you have maybe a hotel room with a hot tub, or if you want something that is going to work in water, even for shower sex or something like that, you are going to want a silicone lubricant because it does not absorb into the pore. So you're not going to have to keep reapplying it. It actually works in water. It feels much more silky than a water-based lubricant. It doesn't absorb. It's great, but keep in mind, it's not safe on toys. So take a little bottle of that with you when you're traveling, if you're not wanting to bring any toys with you through TSA or something. I do know that Pure Brands, it's P-J-U-R, Pure, are actually the correct size to take through TSA too. They're 3.4 ounces, which is as big as you can have to get through security, except for they do sell big bottles too, but I'm talking about their standard one. And their silicone is great. It's a really high grade silicone lubricant. It stays really, really soft and silky. And what I love about this the very most is I believe that formula is really buildable. So if you just want a little lubricant that's going to stay satin, you only need a drop of this stuff. But if you want to add a little bit more and make a plush lubricant, a little bit thicker of a feeling, you're just going to add a little bit more to the thin bit that you start with. For more stay-at-home type couples, I don't know if you've checked out your local nursery or even like a Home Depot or Lowe's type store, but we have been planting so many things outside, and I think that that is an awesome thing for new couples to do, or if it's a first date type situation, it's nice to kind of get your hands dirty and see how your partner is going to handle that. And now you have a little something to take home to and to feed, just like your relationship. I just think it's a beautiful little metaphor for a first date or a new relationship. The paint and sips that I've been seeing everywhere for new dates are so cute as well. It is basically a picnic, so pick maybe your favorite food and their favorite food. You could get a box of each, do a little takeout thing, bring a blanket down into the park of your choosing, and a few canvases and some paint, and just have fun eating food, relaxing, painting what's ever on your mind. It could be abstract. If you're a great painter, now's the chance to show off a little bit. And picnics are huge right now, especially for 4th of July. Everyone always just brings a blanket out and relaxes outdoors. It's so nice. I actually bought it last year, the Liberator throw blanket. It's completely waterproof. So if you are falling into some of the rain that's happening right now, but as far as a date goes, that is great just to keep the booty dry when you're trying to make a great first impression too. If you're wanting to do some more stuff outside too, you can definitely like maybe rent a bike or do a sports activity. A lot of people are playing tennis outdoors right now, and of course you can rent a kayak, a canoe, or even maybe go tubing on the river. Hiking is huge right now. I keep seeing all my friends doing like the Hocking Hills in Ohio. It looks so beautiful. But getting in your car and doing a bit of a road trip. And you know, the thing is with planning dates and doing something spontaneous is that one person kind of has to do it. Because if you want to plan it, that's great. But you don't want it to be overwhelming. Like, it needs to be perfect. You just want something lighthearted and fun and easy to do. And that's where maybe renting a bike or hopping in a canoe can be something like that. But if you're wanting to travel and maybe get on a plane or plan out a class outdoors or, you know, whatever, little painting to do, is that one person just has to show that initiative. And by listening to this episode, by thinking of different things that you can do that's not redundant, you're already there. So I think that that's amazing. I am excited for everyone this summer to treat yourselves to the outdoor world, to falling in love again, to being closer and connected to what we want to do, and not to need to fear as much as last year. It's going to be a great summer. So do that planning right now. It's going to take the stress out of any date that you have planned for the future completely out if it's just in your calendar and figured out now, regardless of what that is. And if you have questions, or maybe you could describe what your ideal situation is and how to get your partner open to a new thing to do outside the bedroom, like a new date. And maybe if you are curious on like what to bring or what toys could be fun outside the bedroom, you know I'm here for you and you know that I will help you with that. I just wanted to get your guys' minds rolling for maybe something new and adventurous. But as always, you can reach out to me. My email is Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, at loverslane.com. We're on Instagram, Intimacy Advisor Pod. We are on Twitter, at IA_pod. On Facebook, Intimacy Advisor Podcast. And we are right here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen. So thanks for listening. Let me know what you guys have planned. Give me some more ideas. I have my summer pretty much booked up, but whenever I get a stretch of 1 or 2 days off, I'm going somewhere. I go up to Traverse City and have a little date day, even if it's for myself and my husband can't go. It's important to treat yourself as well as your relationship. Thanks again for listening, guys. I will talk to you all again next Monday.
Lover's Lane. Stay together.